This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to part six of the Retail Revolution, where we team up with our friends over at Lazada to find out what's happening in the background over there. Today's episode is all about how logistics play a critical part in the Lazada e-commerce value chain. So the rise of e-commerce, accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, has unsurprisingly created a shift in consumer behavior. As more Malaysians adjusted from bricks to clicks and began shopping online more, this has boosted demand for fast and reliable delivery, with shoppers expecting to receive their purchases as soon as possible. For leading e-commerce platform Lazada Malaysia, keeping up with this demand is made possible through its data-driven logistics capabilities that play a critical part in the e-commerce value chain. With a network of wholly owned warehouses and over 40 delivery hubs across the nation, Lazada's logistics ecosystem is backed by Alibaba's superior technology and has enabled the e-commerce platform to achieve 50% more efficiency in average delivery time in the Klang Valley area and more timely deliveries across Malaysia. This results in a great quality online shopping experience, not just for consumers, but for sellers on the platform as well. With Lazada delivering their products faster, merchants can become more competitive and handle large order volumes to offer a better customer experience from point of sale to delivery. With the pandemic showing no signs of slowing down, and as consumer demand for swift deliveries will continue to increase, how will Lazada Malaysia continue to meet this growing need? To share more about its innovative strategies and future plans, I'm speaking with Olivier Petra, the Chief Logistics Officer for Lazada eLogistics Malaysia. Olivier, welcome to the show. Can you give us an overview of Lazada's logistics capabilities?
When the brand began scaling up in the region, Lazada decided to develop Lazada Express as a new operating model for logistics. We wanted to help our customer demand and wanted to help our sellers as well. So the point was really to address logistic challenges in the region as the logistic ecosystem was not ready for that e-commerce area yet. When I've been acquired by Alibaba Group, we decided to revamp all our technology platform and launch Lazada Logistics, commonly known as LEL, in 2017. And then we leverage on Alibaba data-driven technology on our logistic ecosystem in the region. In Malaysia, we carve out a position in the market of by being the only e-commerce player with an end-to-end integrated network. That was made from our wholly owned warehouses, sortation centers that we have today in Subang and Penang, and 40 delivery hubs that we have across the country. Through this holistic network, we efficiently deliver more than 240,000 parcels daily throughout a very strong fleet of riders and drivers. Furthermore, our network of local brands and sellers can also rely on us to meet their logistic need with from our first mile services, our warehouses, to our last mile delivery services. Additionally, we became the first tenant of Chianyao Aeropolis EWTP hub, jointly owned by Malaysia Airport Holdings Berhad and Alibaba Group, that leverage on smart logistics to provide an enhanced cross-border shopping experience and faster deliveries for our sellers and customers. All this network and infrastructure that we invested in offer us like a much tighter and efficient control over our logistics. That gives us, a very competitive advantage to improve our customer experience and help our sellers to grow.
You mentioned a network of warehouses and over 40 delivery hubs. What does that mean for the end consumer?
All this infrastructure, all this network aim to become more efficient, reliable, and provide more timely deliveries. Let me provide you more detail and going like more in the detail of what we call our parcel journey. Once our customers are placing an order in Lazada, there is few different fulfillment channels. So either the brands or sellers keep their stock in our warehouses, and in that case, our teams will process the orders, pick and pack those items, and we'll ship it to our customers. Or the sellers or brands prefer to keep it within their facility, and they will process those orders actually by themselves, and they will hand it over to us, and that will be our first mile service team that will manage actually these orders. Those orders will go to converge to our what we call our sort center. We can manage until 13,000 parcels per hour, and this one will reallocate smartly all those parcels actually to the dedicated area, to the destination where the customer are. And so it could be like in different suburbs of Klang Valley or to other states. After being sorted, those parcels will be sent to our delivery hubs, which are located in high population density. So the aim is to get like very proximity to our customers, to optimize the delivery of our riders, actually to reach our customers as fast as possible. So the riders will collect those parcels at the delivery hubs, and we'll have like dedicated area like where our customers are staying, and then we'll deliver to the customer. The aim is to have like that what we call last mile. That's the reason why of that name is to get like that proximity of the customer and very fast delivery. And this is our end-to-end integrated network that we develop. And this is to enable actually Lazada to continue to meet the demand of customers, especially during the pandemic. So through our data-driven logistic infrastructure, backed by Alibaba cutting-edge technology, our platform continue to manage the search of orders, actually, and we committed to keep providing that high level of service. So we have been categorized as essential service, and it has been, obviously, we have been through a lot of challenges during the pandemic, but our very solid infrastructure and our strong organization actually help us to keep actually a very high level of service, thanks to our frontliner champions, in our warehouses or delivery personnel that keep the flow of logistics running smoothly during that difficult time.
And for those people that might not be familiar, can you explain what first mile and last mile delivery is?
So our first mile and last mile delivery are services that we offer to our ecosystem of brands and sellers to ensure a quality shopping experience for our customers. So as the name suggests, first mile delivery is the first stage of our transportation in our logistics supply chain. And it's where the parcel first leaves the seller's doorstep. So today, Lazada manages 80% of all first mile delivery services, which can be broken into two different parts. So the first part, if the seller requires a pickup service, then our first mile driver will pick up the packed item in a parcel from the seller's location and bring it over to our sortation center to be processed. For smaller items, sellers can drop those off in any of our drop-off points. Today, we have close to 600 of them, and our team collects parcels from these points daily and takes them to our sortation center. Through those two channels, today our first mile service collects from 40 to 80,000 parcels daily. So that's for first mile. From flat last mile delivery, these cover orders, delivery, and This is the last and most crucial step towards ensuring a high quality shopping experience. So through a smart routing mechanism in our parcel allocation, we are able to ensure the most effective last mile delivery, resulting in 50% more efficiency in average delivery time in Klang Valley and timely delivery across Malaysia. Our riders also work very hard to get those parcels to customers and time efficiently during peak, like peak period, like end of the year. So for example, in our recent 12-12 mega campaign in December last year, our riders collectively traveled almost 75,000 kilometers within 24 hours to ensure swift delivery, which for people in Klang Valley, that's similar of climbing up and down the steps of Batu Cave 40,000 times.
Wow.
So people can assess the level of effort which has been done collectively during that crazy time.
One time is enough for me, Olivier.
It's for me too. So we have introduced options as well to customers for them to collect parcels in around like 700 collection points across Klang Valley. And that's another way that continuously improving our logistic capability and service to our shoppers. So that collection point service is a convenience service where it's sometimes more convenient for customers to collect the parcel by themselves in dedicated points instead of getting a door-to-door delivery.
Got it.
Overall, our data-driven first mile and last mile service work cohesively together to ensure faster deliveries for our customers.
I'm on the phone line with Olivier Petra. He is the Chief Logistics Officer for Lazada eLogistics Malaysia. And the rise of e-commerce accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic has unsurprisingly created a shift in consumer behavior. A lot of Malaysians have adjusted from bricks to clicks, have begun shopping online more, thereby increasing demand for swift deliveries. And of course, Olivier is here to talk me through some of the logistics of that. We are going to take a break here on episode 6 of the Retail Revolution with Lazada. We'll be back after these messages here on BFM 89.9, the Business Station.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome back to episode 6 of the Retail Revolution with BFM and Lazada, where we take a look behind the scenes as to what happens behind the scenes over at Lazada. Today's episode, we're talking about how logistics play a critical part in the Lazada e-commerce value chain. The rise of e-commerce, accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, has unsurprisingly created a shift in consumer behavior. As more Malaysians adjusted from bricks to clicks and began shopping online more, this has boosted demand for fast and reliable delivery, with shoppers expecting to receive their purchases as soon as possible. I am speaking with Olivier Petra. He is the Chief Logistics Officer for Lazada eLogistics Malaysia. We've spoken about an overview of the logistics capabilities. We've spoken about the network and a whole bunch of other stuff. Olivier, next question. What are the benefits for merchants that leverage Lazada's logistics network?
So merchants that leverage on our logistic network have access to the cheapest rate in the market at the best service level, enabling them to create a better shopping experience for their customers. They will enjoy speedy delivery as they'll deliver in average one day faster than other 3PL party logistic, with 20% higher success rate for a next day delivery. LEL has also catered to merchants campaign scheduling and additional volume parcels. Apart from utilizing our first mile and last mile services, merchants can also leverage on our warehouses infrastructure and participate to our Fulfill by Lazada service. That means that they store their inventory at one of our warehouses. And this service is a one-stop hassle-free solution that provides faster lead time and higher reliability. Benefit of using that service is merchant will find it easier to scale up as there is no infrastructure constraint to grow their business, since they will be leveraging Lazada's top-class logistic network. They will also enjoy better service level, since we will manage all the packaging, reducing out-of-stock cancellation, reducing customer returns. This will, in turn, result in increased seller rating and increase their repurchasing rate, which is exactly what the brands and sellers want to focus on. Rely on efficient processing and delivery powered by Lazada, data-driven warehouse processing. So really in leveraging on our full integrated end-to-end processes and infrastructure. Lastly, merchants will have a full control and transparency on their stock and will have the flexibility to create outbound orders and get actually their product back at any time. So overall, merchants will have a greater access to our sortation, our distribution, our last mile through that integrated network of warehouses and delivery hubs, and will deliver like a product quicker and more efficiently delivery to their customer. In turn, they can become like more competitive and even able to handle larger volume of order, and especially during peak shopping seasons like end of the year.
Now, I've got a couple more questions. How is Lazada driving innovation and digital transformation in logistics?
It's a good question, and I think that's the key question about logistics today in Malaysia. An entrepreneurial spirit has always been part of Lazada DNA, and we believe that innovation drives exponential growth. In the new era of the needed now digital savvy consumers, we are exploring new technologies such as robotic, artificial intelligence, AI, and big data that ensure an increasingly efficient and well-connected logistic infrastructure. This is coupled with improved automation that drive digital transformation in logistics for an enhanced consumer experience. We're also supporting our local brands and sellers to scale their business. For instance, we keep implementing technology initiatives and innovations every month in our operation to ease our operational work, but especially to improve sellers' service and customer experience. Take an example of our riders are using a kind of buzzer button to inform the customers that they will arrive within 1 hour, for example. Or during the pandemic, we developed some new features to enhance within few days a touch-free delivery service to be sure we keep our customers and our riders safe. So that's where innovation and investment in technology is extremely important. We are also starting to see how smart logistics empower businesses through our tenancy at the Chiang Aero Police EWTP hub that utilize smart supply chain technology and knowledge transfer capability in logistics. The EWTP hub began operation last November and through our tenancy, and we aim to deliver all our Malaysia customers within 24 hours and all our globally customers, international customers, within 72 hours. So we are really excited to be able to leverage on this capability to offer our sellers and shoppers an enhanced cross-border shopping experience.
Olivier, I've got one final question for you, and then I'll let you go, my friend. Okay, what is the company's logistics vision and future plans in 2021?
In the era of the needed now consumer, the expectation for reliable, accurate, and super fast delivery are increasing. especially as shopping online has become ingrained of our new lifestyle. As convenience and ease for people for buying anything they want and need it at their fingertips, their demand for receiving their purchase also increased. For example, consumers in China are enjoying one-hour express deliveries today. That was made possible by Alibaba's superior logistic network and infrastructure. This includes opening many small urban distribution centers, similar to our warehouse, in a smaller scale, but we can say more proximity to the population, which make it possible for extremely fast deliveries. Furthermore, Alibaba large-scale rollout its fleet of autonomous robots for last-mile deliveries. So those robots today are capable of carrying 50 packages across 62 miles in a single charge. Users can also schedule times and locations for those robots to carry out the delivery, but also retrieval like customer returns, for example. And this is what we believe delivery in Malaysia is moving toward in the near future. As part of our plan in the pipeline at Lazada is to optimize our logistic capabilities for our Malaysian customers. Imagine in the future buying a 15 ringgit kitchen knife and get it delivered to you within an hour by a robot. And that's our vision. For us, logistics has become a game changer and a key differentiator that sets us apart in a game of scale. The wider we grow our network, we can provide a better and faster delivery experience for our customers and achieve improved cost efficiencies that keep us like competitive. Logistics play today a very critical role in the e-commerce value chain and will continue to invest in this area. Further leverage in our network and serve more customers and support growth of our sellers and brands. Wanted to add that sustainability is also a key focus in our supply chain. I think it's a subject that we hear more and more in supply chain and logistics. I think technology it's a key thing, but wanted to mention about like sustainability will become a key factor in the future. Over the last years, we succeed to remove 50% of our plastic consumption in our warehouse, and we implemented with the support of our tech a network of drop-off points for our customers to drop their carton and plastic to ensure they will be recycled properly. So in a nutshell, you can expect us to continue exploring and implementing new technologies and while pushing the boundary of logistic capabilities to deliver cheaper and faster delivery services for the benefit of our merchant and our customers.
Thank you very much. That was Olivier Petra, the Chief Logistics Officer from Lazada eLogistics Malaysia. We've been talking about how logistics play a critical part in the Lazada e-commerce value chain. You've been listening to the sixth and final episode of the Retail Revolution here on BFM. My name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9. If you've missed any of these podcasts, head over to bfm.my or download the app and search for The Retail Revolution. For BFM 89.9, The Business Station, I'm Richard Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.